Services Committee on the 17th of September 2018. We are away. Thank you. Do we have any apologies? No. No. We don't have any apologies for this.
No.
All persons in attendance are advised that it's Council's policy to record Council meetings in accordance with Council's audio recording policy. The audio recording of this meeting will be made available to the public on Council's website for a minimum period of 6 months. Members of the public in attendance at the meeting who do not wish for their words to be recorded and or published on the website should contact a relevant Council officer and advise of their wishes prior to the start of the meeting. Do we have any declarations of interest for this meeting? No? Moving on to item 3.1, public question time. We've had no questions on notice. Members of the public are invited to ask questions should they wish to do so. No? Thank you. Item 3.2, questions on notice from Aldermen. We had no questions on notice at the preparation of the agenda. Item 4.1, annual plan progress report for July and August. Do I have a mover of the
recommendations? I'll move that the plan be received, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Thank you, Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Newman, Alderman Goodwin.
Not a great deal to add to it, just a question if I can. Master plan for Kelsey Tears Green, how is that all progressing with the bike path and all that as paraphernalia we'll get involved with up there?
Okay.
All packaged away and done and dusted, is it? Or
through you, Madam Chair, not yet. There's been some public consultation that's been undertaken. There has been some discussions between council officers and the consultants undertaking the work in preparation to get the plan finalised. To come back to go out for consultation, which would be the next stage of the process, and
right.
then come to council for formal adoption.
Right. When do you foreshadow that?
Within the next month.
Yeah. We understand it'll be back to us within the next month.
Oh, okay.
But in the meantime, the bicycle mountain bikers are moving forward with their.
That's something coming up, didn't they?
Yes, they did in November, I think.
Yes.
And so council approved for some works to be undertaken, and that work is currently underway.
Right. Thanks, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Alderman Mill.
Nothing really to say. I just wanted to congratulate our team on getting together. The soon to be announced Barnabas, I shouldn't have said that, but I did. So the Bioblitz of the Don Reserve and all the student scientists coming along to look at our flora and fauna in the area and make some scientific investigations. I also noticed the electric car charger is being investigated for the future, which is great, and the disability access policy is getting there. So that's brilliant as well. So when those things are, moving in, thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 4.2 is a review of the Devonport City Council's strategic plan for 2009 to 2030. So it's a recommendation on page 35. Do I have a mover, please?
Happy to move that, Madam Mayor.
Thank
I'll
you.
Second.
Thank you, Alderman Lacock. Alderman Goodwin, Alderman Lacock.
Thank you, Mayor. I don't think there's anything to comment on there. We've still got a way to go with some of the items we've got down there running into to next year, but we're moving along quite nicely with it. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin?
No, nothing further to add, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Any comments, questions? Alderman Lacock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Against? Motion's carried unanimously. Thank you. Item 5.1 is financial report to the 31st of August. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
I'll move the report be received.
Second.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Emerton, Alderman Goodwin.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. And I note, General Manager, on page 38, the year to date, we've got some favourable outcomes there, Mr.
Through you, Madam Chair, at this early stage of the year, yes, there are some favourable outcomes. Some of them would be expected, but others, obviously, there's been some improvements, but equally there are some unfavourables mentioned there.
Indeed.
They don't quite add up the same amount as the favourables, which is a good thing.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thank you, Alderman Goodwin. Alderman Emerton.
Nothing, but it just every couple of months that we get to see this, it just reaffirms to us that we have strong fiscal management and a strong direction from a budgetary perspective for the council in both the capital area and the operational area. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.1 is a report on Devonport Jazz 2018. Do I have a mover of the recommendation?
So moved.
Thank you, Alderman Jarman.
Happy to second that.
Alderman Lakeland. Alderman Jarman.
Look, I just think it just needs to be said. I mean, obviously the report's all there and it's wonderful, but what a great event it was this year. I saw a big difference. The staff have certainly done a wonderful job in kind of evolving the event into something even better this time. They've kind of restricted a little bit of how far out of the region it was going. And I certainly attended a couple of the events. Unfortunately, I was in Hobart for some of it. Happens every year. But anyway, and it was just brilliant. And I just want to commend the staff on how well they did. And all the different things that they did this year seemed to work. So I just wish them all the best for next year. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Lacock.
Thank you, Mayor. I'd just like to endorse Alderman Jarman's comments and say all the feedback I've had through groups in the community. It was a fabulous event and they hope it continues. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Emerton.
Thank you, Mayor. Just to say that, again, a well done program, but also we didn't have to spend stacks and stacks of money through it. We've done $20,000 under budget. And whilst it costs council $35,000-$36,000, I look at it as being an investment in the culture of our community. So commend everybody for their participation from a financial perspective, as well as obviously the cultural outcomes we're seeing. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman
Goodwin. Thanks, Madam Mayor. Probably to whoever. Do we get many interstate people coming to it? We get anything in relation to accommodation?
So under community engagement, we did do feedback around the attendees. Predominantly, they are Devonport and Northwest Tasmania. 38% were from Launceston and Northeast Tasmania, and 6% were from the mainland. That is only based on those who provided the feedback, however. Not final figures.
And do we have anything in relation to accommodation at all with the hotels and the guest houses and that? Do we get anything in relation to that?
No, obviously the Gateway and Sunrise are the main accommodation venues, but we don't have any data from others.
Thank you.
Thank you. A question?
Comment, 6% doesn't sound like a lot of people, but if we had 7,000 people there, it's 400 or 500. That's a significant influx into our community, and I'm not sure whether our accommodation houses could probably handle more than that. But when we get the new motel down to our right, it'll be quite an exciting time, and I think it'll probably improve from there.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Consider it closed, thank you.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 6.2 is minutes of the Community Council's Special Interest Groups and Advisory Boards. Do I have a mover for the recommendation, please? Alderman Mills?
I'll second.
Alderman Jarman to move. Alderman Milne seconded. Thank you. Alderman Jarman.
Yes, no, it's all there for everybody to say, but read the East Devonport Special Interest Group. Looking forward to having a good meeting tomorrow morning with some of the retailers and businesses of East Devonport. That's come about thanks to the staff facilitating a workshop, and really hope that we can get some positives out of that. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Milne?
Yeah, it's a great report. It just goes to show the amount of underlying work that goes towards some of the things that come to council. So the committees that are set up with community members working to progress our own work. So it's not just all council making these improvements. We have community input as well, which is just fantastic to see this across a range of different committees in the community. So, yeah, thanks.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
I'm just looking at that. Charlie
Alderman Goodwin?
Yeah, Madam Mayor. This, whatever it is here, we're getting
I have no idea.
It's a picture or something.
Yeah,
it's painting or something.
An acquisition of
art. Acquisition.
It's a donation.
It's a donation.
Definitely donation. There's no chance we're going to get nailed for anything apart from
The report says it's a donation, and we have to take that on in good faith, one would assume, Alderman Goodwin.
Very good.
Any other comments?
Yes.
Questions?
No. Can I
respond?
No.
Thank you. Alderman Jarman to close.
I think we'll consider that closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.1 is the minutes of unconfirmed minutes of the shared audit panel meeting.
And I'll move that report be received.
Thank you, Alderman.
Madam Mayor.
Alderman Goodwin, do I have a seconder?
Second.
Alderman Emerton, Alderman Goodwin.
And I have nothing further to add, it's all in the report.
Thank you, Alderman Emerton.
Likewise,
thank you. Any comments, questions? Alderman Goodwin to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you, I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.2, elected members' expenditure report for July and August. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
You do, ma'am.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
Yes.
Alderman Milne, thank you, Alderman Laycock.
Thank you, Mayor. It's quite straightforward. It's all in the general public. It's set out that there's nothing sort of being hidden. They can see where the money's been spent and where we're at. So that's all I've got to add. Thank you.
Thank you, Alderman Milne.
Yes, I totally agree. It's very transparent and that's all.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Laycock to close.
Consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? The motion's carried unanimously. Item 7.3, Community Services Arts and Culture Report for July and August. Do I have a mover of the recommendation, please?
So.
Alderman Jarman, Alderman Milne, thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Alderman Jarman.
I just have a question through you, Madam Chair, if
mm-hmm.
I may. Just on that first page there, 83, at the Community Services section, the manager's update, a Liberty Swing from Rotary. Can someone just give me a bit of an update on if that's all right? Thank you.
Yes, I can pass over to Ms. Hampton for that report. Thank you.
Thank you.
Yeah, Councillor, well, the Mayor was approached from a community representative about the possibility of a Liberty Swing. The Rotary Club at the same time also approached me around that. So we had them come and have a discussion around it. There will be some further information provided to the Council meeting next week on that.
And also the Deputy. The Deputy had some conversations as well.
That's right. Deputy Mayor. Acting Deputy Mayor Perry was involved in discussions with the Mindetta playground.
Mm-hmm.
So we all had a discussion around that as to where it should progress.
Right. Was it all the Rotary Clubs or just one?
No, Devonport Rotary Club.
Lovely. Excellent. Good news. Thank you.
Okay, thank you. Alderman Milne.
Yeah, I'd just like to say the financial assistance scheme is a way again of community groups having access to financial to cash that they might not be able to raise themselves. to further their activities in the community. That then has a roll-on effect to the whole of the community again. So once again, it's not just council driving activities. It's we're giving them a small amount of financial assistance, or in some cases more, depending on the grant, and they're going off and working on it themselves. So it's more community ownership of things that are fantastic. I'd just like to also talk about the gallery and just some of the fantastic things that are happening there. So we are what happens is that periodically artists from this region bequeath pieces of artwork to us as a historic to be preserved historically. Because we are a regional gallery, that means that we have those pieces of art in the collection forever to honour those that have played a significant part in producing and I guess progressing our artist scene on the coast. So yeah, that's a great thing that we take those acquisitions in and preserve them for the future. Thank you.
Alderman Perry.
Thanks, Madam Mayor. I'd just like to add to Karen's comments on the Liberty Swing. Yeah, a group that we've got together, there's been a couple of expressions of interest on the Liberty Swings, one for the Myonetta Playground and one for the Bluff, which was the preferred option of the Rotary Club. Now, there's goodwill on both sides here, and I think everyone accepts the fact that we should really only try for one. It's difficult to get two in one round of funding, and I think all parties know that, so I think we just need to treat this fairly carefully. Except that perhaps we may get one at best in this round of funding, and then we try for a second one next year when one misses out. So, but there's fours and against for Myonetta, there's fours and against for the Bluff, and I'm sure the right decision will be made in due course. So just thought I'd add that. Thank you.
Thanks, Alderman Perry. No other comments, questions? Alderman Jarman to close.
Yes, and thank you for the clarification of that. I think it would be great if we start with one and then maybe the next time we can see getting a second one, because it's just a wonderful thing to have for the community. Thank you.
Thank you. I will close the debate and put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. Moving on to item 7.4 is the Governance and Finance Report. Do I have a mover for that report, please?
Yes, happy to move that.
Alderman Emerton? A seconder?
Yes, second.
Thank you, Alderman Goodman. Alderman Emerton?
Thank you, Mayor. The most important thing, I think, for me here anyway, is just a summary of our insurance that's been renewed. And it's that, every aspect, because there's nowadays with such a legal-minded community, you've got to have cover all your bases, and I think the officers have done a really good job to work through each of the individual policies and get them at the best price possible, but also to make sure that we haven't got gaps. And I think as the Alderman, that's a critical thing. But there's some other really good continuing good information there of things that we're, services we're providing and statistics that are showing improved economic conditions in our community. Thank you.
Thank you. Alderman Goodwin.
No, I'm concerned to add, Madam Mayor.
Thank you. Do any other comments, questions? Alderman Mill.
Just looking at the parking statistics, they're not getting any better, the infringement notices. So there's obviously some work to do there around, as I said before, when I first run the council parking, you need a degree to work it out, and we have improved that in some instances, but there still seems to be some work that needs to be done to facilitate that understanding that, these parks are free, these parks are half hour, these parks are for an hour. So it's just I guess, community engagement once again, letting people know explicitly what's going on in that parking space. So, yeah, I don't know what can be done about that, but, yeah, the stats are growing. And that could be attributed to that we're growing as a city. But, yeah, it's not good. Thank you.
Thank you. Any other comments, questions? Alderman Emerton to close.
I consider it closed.
Thank you. I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously. I now need a mover to move into closed session, please.
So move me.
Thank you, Alderman Laycock.
Yeah.
Alderman Jarman. Alderman Laycock, anything to comment on?
No.
No? I'll put the motion. All those in favour, please say aye.
Aye.
Those against? Motion's carried unanimously, and I'll declare the open section of the meeting closed at 5:50.